You would think when Fox hosted a debate that you would have a level playing field, but we all know Chris Wallace showed his true colors, which it's kind of funny that he quit Fox and now joined CNN Plus, which is already making budget cuts and talking about who knows if the future of the channel is in at risk here, but CNN Plus is definitely in trouble. They only have about 10,000 viewers per day.
Is that right?
And there are radio stations in Los Angeles that have more listeners than CNN Plus has viewers, and that's just one market.
That's sad. That is, but not unexpected. The American people voting with their clicker. And with their laptop,
it didn't make any sense at all, Kevin. Because CNN is already a struggling channel, so hey, let's just expand this struggling channel. That'll work.
Yeah.
And obviously, it hasn't.
I promised I'd let you hear from Donald J. Trump. He was on with Sean Hannity last night, and talking about the Biden inflation. Everywhere I go, people are talking. I mean, even in bars and restaurants and dry cleaners and everywhere I go, they're asking me about Biden inflation, and it's getting to the point where it's reaching everybody that goes to the pump and pumps gas is feeling Biden inflation, and that Biden inflation has messed up America and the world. This was Donald J. Trump last night on Fox News Channel.
This is like the biggest tax increase in history. If you look at what inflation is doing, and I saw a number today that wages can go up, but they're nowhere near what's being taken out of families by pure inflation. Just the cost of bread, the cost of gas, the cost of gasoline, the cost of everything. Everything is up. And then supply chain. You go to stores and they're half empty. Many stores, they can't get product. They can't get anything. You go to luxury stores or non-luxury stores or supermarkets, and the shelves are, in some cases, half bare, and nobody's ever seen it. We didn't even have to discuss supply chain during my administration because it was a perfect moving machine. It was beautiful. We created the greatest economy in the history of the world. We created an economy that was better than any economy in history. Then we got hit with the China virus. And after the China virus, we did one of the best jobs in the world of doing everything, including Operation Warp Speed and everything that entails, the therapeutics, the vaccines, everything we did. And then they messed it up with the mandate, and they absolutely were killing our country with the mandates, which should have never happened.
Coming up after the break, Donald Trump on Biden inflation and how it's tied to Biden energy failures, and which are many, and he's kind of enumerated that Keystone XL pipeline and other stuff that he's done that has just killed the oil industry in our country, and killed our ability to be energy independent. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we take a look at the traffic cams at 1:30, it's not too bad right now. No major issues to deal with on Interstate 15. No restrictions on US 95. And you're moving along on Interstate 11 down there towards the Boulder City direction. However, those lane restrictions, as we mentioned, that's a bridge reconstruction project that's going to be there until the end of the year. And there's only two lanes through there, so it's a real bottleneck effect between Main Street and Eastern Avenue on Interstate 515. So do keep that in mind. Do expect those delays to continue for quite some time.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders signing quarterback Derek Carr to a multi-year contract extension. Terms not disclosed, but ESPN reporting it is a three-year, $121.5 million extension. It does include a no-trade clause, and it will run through the 2025 season. Vegas Golden Knights hockey continuing to fight for their playoff lives. They've won six of their last eight. They match up against Calgary tonight. The last time these two teams played was back on February 9th. That was a game that Calgary won by a 6-0 score. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
One historic game. A prime time event. Go. Saturday, the USFL makes history with a special opening night. Birmingham Stallions open the season against the New Jersey Generals.
How about this?
Live on Fox and NBC.
The biggest game.
USFL kicks off Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on Fox and NBC.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People keep asking me if I think there's going to be a red wave, and I'm fairly certain looking at the polling right now. Again, we're 6 months out from a general election, but I definitely think that we're headed towards a red wave election. That is great news for our country. Then, of course, the challenge is what happens to the presidential election in 2024. Many think that Donald Trump is going to run. Wayne Allen Root thinks he's going to run. I happen to believe that I think if his health holds up, that he's going to run. And I think he's capable of winning. And especially if he runs against Joe Biden. I think if you run against Joe Biden, you can, you know, side by side list the accomplishments of the Trump presidency versus the failures of the Joe Biden presidency. And simply put, there's just no comparison. It's side by side. It's apples and apples, not apples and oranges. And one of the things that Donald Trump was on with Hannity last night on Fox News Channel and tied the Biden inflation to Biden's energy failures, of which there have been many. This is cut number two. This is Donald J. Trump last night with Hannity on Fox News Channel.
Yesterday, inflation rose to its highest number in 41 years, 8.5%. When you left office, it was 1.4%. Today, we learned wholesale prices are at the highest they've ever been at 11.2%. When you left office, it was 1.6%. The price of an average gallon of gasoline when you left office was $2.42. And now, well, I paid this weekend $4.79 a gallon to fill up my own tank. What happened, Mr. President, in a little over a year?
Well, I think a lot has to do with the fact that the energy, you talk about the barrel price or the price per gallon for cars, it's so much. We actually had it down to about $1.87 a gallon, and now it's, you know, you may have gotten four, but you made a great deal because it's $5, $6, and even $7 in some places. Like
I negotiated. I followed your lead.
I know just you're a good negotiator. I know that. Take a look at your contract. So no. I think that, I just think that the energy is such a big factor, and it's driving everything else up, and we are stopping production, and they're closing up wells, and we're going to Venezuela, and we're asking them, we're going to a dictator that everybody was supposed to despise, and we're asking them for oil, and we have liquid gold right under our feet, Sean, and we're going to other countries. We're getting it from, indirectly, we're getting it from Russia, because it is indirect, but it's still coming out of Russia, and it's at numbers that nobody's ever gotten before, by the way. We have to create a tremendous amounts of oil and gas and let it be clean. And the environment my last year was record-setting clean, water and air. If you look at the air, it was record-setting. You look at the water, it was record-setting. And yet we weren't stopping businesses from functioning.
Well, the fact is Donald Trump is right again, and tying the Biden inflation to the Biden energy failures, I think, is a great campaign strategy. It's absolutely incredible. One of the things that's going to be important is what happens, from here on out to November, because Donald J. Trump has said he's not going to make any decision on what he's going to do, his political future, until after the midterm elections. Well, that's coming up in November. Are we going to have an announcement in December? Is it possible if there's a big red wave? But the one thing that I do know is the fact that the inflation is increasing 1.2% per month. You amortize that out over 12 months, that's a lot of inflation. And it's not stopping. I mean, the president yesterday said, well, since the numbers for March were being tabulated, a lot of good stuff has happened. Like what? He didn't enumerate yesterday. The fact is that it's getting worse. It's not getting better. The price of gasoline came down a couple of pennies. And by the way, what happens when we run out of the 90 million barrels of oil from the strategic oil reserve? What happens then? God forbid. What happens if we have a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico and it wipes out some of our oil platforms? Or we have problems, world war problems. What if we get involved in World War III? What happens to our strategic oil reserve then? This it just does not look good at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. A little bit later on, Christopher DeHeer is going to join us. He's running for Secretary of State, and we'll find out what that race is going to be about. We all know that Secretary of State is a very important office. It previously was kind of a sleepy, nice way to, you know, end your retirement, you know, head to retirement, that kind of thing. But it's now, it's election integrity. And that's what it's all about. We'll talk about that. We'll talk with Christopher about that coming up in about 30 minutes from right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Nevada, Wayne Allen Root here to let you know the Wolves are in the hen house. That's right. The Democrat socialists are trying to take our country down with every single breath. Enough is enough. That's why I'm supporting conservative Republican candidate for Congress for Nevada's 4th District, retired Air Force Major Sam Peters. Sam earned a Bronze Star fighting alongside special operators in Afghanistan and spent 20 years defending our freedoms in the U.S. Air Force. Sam is a Christian, a business owner, a family man, and one hell of a great conservative American. That's why he's endorsed by other conservative fighters like Congressman Paul Gosar, Congressman Andy Biggs, Combat Vets for Congress, and our guy, rock star Ted Nugent. Sam is in this to fight for Nevada and America, not himself. This June 14th, vote for a fighter, not a politician, because you don't beat socialism by being nice.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Wake up with a CW and start your day with the Wagners.
Catch top stories, traffic, weather, and have a little fun, too.
Weekday mornings at 8 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cox Cable 6.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next Lieutenant Governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, we keep asking that question of Joe Biden. How low can he go? And he comes out and he tries to explain it, and he just digs the hole deeper for himself and his administration. Gentleman Jim Dallas has the latest numbers. This is a Quinnipiac poll just out today.
Just out today, and this is no April Fool here. Only 33% of voters approved of Biden's handling as president.
33%?
33% approve. 54% disapprove, and when you break it down by party lines, it's no big surprise for Republicans. 93% of Republicans disapprove, and 3% approve. I don't know what they're thinking, but Democrats approve 76% to 12%, and that surprises me a little bit, Kevin, because how can anybody think that things are going well right now when you're paying twice as much for rent, and cars are up by 35%. You try to find a used car. Gas is up 100%. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, but they're still with their guy. A lot of them are. And the independents, this is where it gets interesting. Only a 26% approval with independents. That's huge.
Can I tell you, that's game-changing. That is game-changing because the largest increase among voters has been among independents. A lot of folks are leaving the Democrat Party and joining the Republicans, but the vast majority now are going to be independents and unaffiliated. And if that indeed is true, if 26% of independents approve, that's the final nail in the coffin.
Not only that, but when you look at Hispanics, and Hispanics have traditionally, they are conservative, but they still lean towards the Democrat Party. There is that number again. 26% of Hispanics now approve of Joe Biden. 26%. And that is one of their strongholds. And that's even worse than white people voting for Joe Biden. So they're in a heap of trouble, and they are starting to realize it.
Well, I think Laura Ingraham caught on to this last night. I don't know if you saw this on Fox News Channel, but that Biden's team of morons are soft-pedaling the Biden inflation. They're not doing the president any good. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut six. Laura Ingraham. Last night on Fox News Channel, and refers to the team of morons. I absolutely love that. Here it is.
Well, now we know what it's like to have bumbling halfwits running the country. Now, this just isn't a president forgetting words and names on occasion. This is an administration responsible for sparking a full-blown economic crisis. Now, despite being warned by Larry Summers, one of the only smart Democrat economists left in America, they tried to happy-talk inflation away.
We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary.
Temporary. And then they told their minions in the press to claim inflation. It was all just a bunch of conservative spin.
The talking point on the right, and especially among the Trump right, that there's this Biden inflation situation happening in the country.
Right-wing parties scaremongering about inflation and wages going up too high.
Well, the angle predicted the inflation bomb over a year ago. That's what they were talking about, I guess. And indeed, it's really, really bad. And even though the left was finally forced to drop its inflation denial, reporters are still trying to leave Biden wiggle room.
While deeply troubling to the White House, the U.S. inflation rate is nowhere close to a record, with nearly 15% inflation in the early 1980s, along with soaring unemployment. Today, a low unemployment rate of 3.6% and a strong demand for workers offers optimism about the prospect for a stronger economy ahead.
Optimism? What is he reading? Well, he forgets his basic economics and never learned it. When stuff gets expensive, as it is, consumers pull back, as they are, and businesses start laying off. It's inevitable. Indeed, over the weekend, Larry Summers veered back toward the R word.
When we've had inflation above 4 and we've had unemployment below 4, essentially always since World War II. That's been followed by a recession.
Now, in fact, to avoid inflation, he said the Fed would have to be extraordinarily skillful and lucky, and that they'd have a very, very difficult job ahead of them. Now, Larry's being charitable there. These people are neither skillful nor lucky. They're totally incompetent. And I know this is going to be written off as just another right-wing spin, but the angle believes that this inflation spiral Biden created could mean the end of the Democratic Party for a generation. Remember, after Jimmy Carter, it took Democrats 12 years to shake off the Carter hangover and win the presidency again. So you would think that the Democrats would see today's news as a sign that it is time to pivot, to moderate, to learn. But you'd be wrong.
I'm doing everything within my power by executive orders to bring down the price and address the Putin price hike. In fact, we've already made progress since March inflation data was collected. Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide in a half a world away to help deal with this Putin price hike.
Oh, my gosh. He's still trying to sell that tired old line? All right, good luck with that. Now, Harry Truman famously said the buck stops here. Biden says it stops more than 5,000 miles away in Maripol.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? They must think, the Democrats, the Biden team of morons, must think that we're a bunch of morons, and that we're going to buy that notion that 5,000 miles away, that's where the problem is. It's not here. It's not in D.C. It's not in the Biden White House. It's 5,000 miles away. That is pipe dreaming. And that is why when people ask me on the street, in bars and restaurants and dry cleaners, when they ask me, is there a red wave coming? My answer is becoming hell yeah. That's how bad it's getting to be. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Gun Owners America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited